Welcome to the NewsRamp Food and Beverage Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, March 28, 2025, and we have a lineup of food and beverage headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Benestar Brands and Palmex Alimentos are now the new Monarca Authentic Snacks Company, leading Hispanic snacking in the Americas. Benestar Brands and Palmex Alimentos have rebranded as Monarca Authentic Snacks, becoming the premier leader in Hispanic snacking across the Americas. This transformation follows their successful merger in December 2023, creating a new category leader with authentic flavors and innovation. With 9 manufacturing plants and distribution in over 17 countries, Monarca Authentic Snacks is poised for accelerated growth. The company aims to be the leading crispy snacks enterprise in the hemisphere, catering to the growing demand for unique flavors in the Hispanic segment. Inspired by the monarch butterfly, the brand symbolizes heritage, resilience, and transformation, embodying its vision for the future. Monarca Authentic Snacks offers a diverse portfolio of consumer and B2B brands, delivering value through innovation and scale in the Hispanic snacking market.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Food and Beverage Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.